Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. From the time I was born until I went away from home to go to college, I attended the Corinth Church of Christ at Portland, Tennessee. Among the songs we used to sing was a grand old hymn entitled, "Why Did My Savior Come to Earth?" Since Jesus knew the unbelief and rebellion he would encounter when he came to earth, why was he willing to leave the riches of his Father's throne and suffer and die on the cross? The Bible very clearly reveals the answer to that question. Why did my Savior come to earth and to the humble go? Why did he choose a lowly birth? Because he loved me so. Jesus became a man and walked among men in order to reveal the Father. The Apostle John wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, has declared him." John 1:14-18. The word declared means to reveal, to make known, to draw out. Do you have any longing to know the Father in heaven? Then you must know the Son, since the Son draws out the meaning of the Father. Later in the great book of John, Thomas confessed that he did not know where Jesus was going, nor did he know the way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him." Philip pled with Jesus to show them the Father. Now please listen carefully. "Have I been so long with you," Jesus asked, "and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. And how can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" John 14:5-9. As you can see from these passages, one of the reasons Jesus came to earth was to reveal the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus also came to this earth to be an example of devotion to God and to his fellow men. One cannot read the book of John without coming to that conclusion. Jesus explained to his own disciples, "My meat is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." John 4:34. Later in the book of John, Jesus told the Jews, "And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things which please him." John 8:29. Jesus continually prayed to God. He regularly attended the worship services of the synagogue. He kept the Sabbath and engaged in many other activities as acts of worship and homage to God. But he did not forget acts of kindness and compassion. Do you remember his humbling himself and washing the feet of his disciples? How could the Creator and Sustainer of this universe stoop to wash the dirty feet of his disciples? After Jesus had washed their feet, he asked them, "Do you know what I have done to you?" He then said, "You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you." John 13:12-15. Finally, dear friends, Jesus came to this sin-sick world to seek and to save the lost. Luke 19:10. Jesus did so much while he walked among men. But if he had not brought us into a saving relationship with God, his work would have been in vain. We thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless you.